local heating and long-term?
Well, I'd love to have us produce our own energy here in Rockland. That would be great. Okay. We could even export it, and make money. Rodney, what would be the most practical way for us to produce our own energy? I mean, it's to replace the oil, the electricity, everything with our own energy that we produce here in Rockland. How would we do that?
Well, I think what they're trying to do now is trying to get a solar farm in the city of Rockland. Also, the thing is with the city of Rockland is where is the space to go ahead and put these things? We just don't have a lot of space here. I know that I think they were trying one for over on Home Street or in that particular area, but the amount of land that you need for a solar farm is a great deal of land. And for example, on the way over to Waterville, the back road over there, they have a solar farm over there. But the fact is, it takes up a lot of space. So where is the space you're going to go ahead and put it?
Well, I'm presuming that solar farming becomes adequate enough to happen on community scales, even large community scales. And even if that means, the sides of buildings, not only the tops and so on. But I really think that making that leap, because that's so decentralized, other than the fact that somebody has to make the solar cells, I think atomizing the energy systems, just like many of our systems, really ought to work. And that just reminds you, remember that the only way that these gas proposals have been shot down around this bay is when municipalities said no. Not when the feds, not when the state, it was when towns did. And so towns should really examine what their planning boards can do with these things, and that will really help with this.
Has anybody an answer to this question? If we had solar, and Jonathan, I'll get to you. If we had got all of our energy from solar panels, okay, and you've got to remember, like right now, solar panels won't be producing anything in winter. The production of in Maine, the answer is zero. Becky is frowning. It's zero. It's dark out. You don't get any electricity from solar panels in the dark, okay? So you've got to be able to store all that energy, okay? But just start with on a nice sunny day in on the sun on the summer solstice, okay? How many square miles of solar panels would we need provide all the energy that we use on an average day in Rockland, okay? Does anybody have any idea?
I can't quite answer your question as it's framed, but I will say one thing is that actually Maine has incredibly good solar energy production year round, that the sunlight coming off of the snow in the wintertime and the clear days actually give us a fairly good, I mean, November is a pretty bleak month in general, but we actually have very good solar production. We have much better solar potential than say Germany, which is producing over 30% of its total energy use or electrical use right now is from solar, just solar alone. And it is horrible solar production in Germany with the cloudiness of that climate. We have much better potential in Maine. Right now, I'm on the Energy Committee in Belfast. We are producing over 90% of the municipal use of electricity from the solar farms, from the solar arrays that have been built in Belfast. And that includes the wastewater treatment plant, which is by far the single largest use of electricity of a municipality. If I'm sure as you both, Rodney, you probably know as well. And so that between increasing the efficiency of the wastewater treatment plant and trying to increase the efficiency of the city-owned, the lights and the buildings, the municipal electrical or electrical use has now been almost completely offset by the solar already in Belfast. And I believe South Portland is getting close to the same amount and several other towns, large towns and small. So the capacity for a town to actually have the area to offset their municipal burden, which is obviously not all the residential and commercial use of electricity, is actually pretty feasible. And I think that when you're looking at actually energy production in Maine between small scale and large scale solar and wind production and needing to find wind locations which are suitable and accepted by the community, we have enormous potential to generate power. And it may have to be fairly far offshore, which would be fine, you know, and having to work out the needs for fishermen, but, you know, the fishing community, but the potential for power generation offshore is like 19 times the amount that Maine uses, I believe.
Becky.
I'm not really sure if that quite is the right amount, but it's way more than we use. So, Becky, I'm more, well, you're the moderator. Sorry about that.
I'm just going to just say that, you know, living on North Haven, of course, I benefit from the three windmills that we have out here and there. They were somewhat controversial. Unfortunately, the siting was not perfect at the time, and one of them was grinding itself up. And so that was some of the noise problem that we had. But I, you know, 60% of our power out here on the island comes from our windmills. And they're feathered a lot of the time. So we could be, you know, generating much more of our power. And I personally am net zero in my house because I have solar on my barn roof. And I have a heat pump, hot water heater, and a heat pump that heats my house. I am thrilled to not have to breathe the exhaust from the old furnace that I used to breathe outside. But I want to say that it can be done. I wish I could share my screen to show you how much sunlight I get. But I've been generating 7 kilowatts a month on that. So it's this is in the winter. I'm not talking about in the summer.
I'm curious, Becky. 7 kilowatts a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. Seven kilowatt hours, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
A month. From what, how many solar panels, I mean, what area of solar panels do you have?
Well, so it's on my barn roof. I have 22 panels, which is the maximum I could have on the, with the inverter that I have. So
how big is each panel approximately?
I think they're about 2.5 feet by 4 feet.
So maybe about, that's about 10 square feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 22 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So approximately 220 square feet. Did I get that right?
Yeah, approximately.
A solar panel, and you get 7 kilowatt hours in a month.
I'm going to look it up to make sure I have that right. But what my point is that it's doable here. We'll see. Right, exactly. The other thing is that there is a huge amount of space, real estate, roof real estate in Rockland. There's a lot of, you know, if just the ferry parking lot, which I'm aware of, you know, there are a lot of places to put solar panels on parking lots. So there's a huge amount of you know, area, whether you're talking about the old Walmart or you're talking anywhere in Rockland, there's a lot of real estate that could provide solar, you know, not including a big solar farm somewhere, you know, and that, you know, where you wouldn't be damaging something that wasn't already damaged. I mean, I've always often thought that we should cover the parking lot in Rockland with a park on top and then on the south side have solar panels so that would cool off that area because it's pretty hot in the summer. But anyway, you know, it's doable. If I stop talking, I'll go look up my SolarEdge and actually get the amount of kilowatts I get.
Well, you know, this doesn't have to be the last time we have a conversation on this because it's a very important topic. I